Good afternoon. I'm Vineb New. Are you tired of getting those pesky telemarketer calls, or do you actually enjoy them? Either way, New Jersey Senator Anthony Bucco is sponsoring a bill that would establish a task force designed to protect you from telemarketers harassing and intimidating you over the phone. The task force would tap into the world of technology to not only help you stop getting these calls, but be protected from them as well. Toms River schools are planning to return children to the classrooms 4 days a week in March. K through 5 begins March 1st on the 15th of March. It's grades 6 through 12 heading back for 4 days. Fridays will remain a remote instruction day, though, for the time being. In Brick, school officials have also announced K through 5 grades will return to school 4 days a week, but beginning February 22nd. They will monitor results of the younger kids first, and if that goes well, the Brick middle and high school students will follow in the weeks after that. CVS is not saying when they will be able to schedule vaccination appointments after all 19,900 shots it was allotted were gone within a half hour Thursday. Rite Aid is set to begin vaccinations as well, and they're starting to make appointments today. But you can't register on the Rite Aid website. You have to go through the state portal. Ocean County Assemblyman Ron Dancer is sponsoring a bill that would require the Division of Travel and Tourism to produce a series of advertising and promotional videos to help catapult the sagging tourism industry out of its pandemic doldrums. He says whether you're down the shore, to the Highlands, or the Pinelands,
there's something in this state, north, central, and south, for so many, well, millions.
Dancer adds to attract tourists to the Jersey Shore this spring and summer, the state could promote mobile vaccination units on the boardwalks up and down the Jersey Shore coast. Target is the latest company that says it will pay employees to get a COVID vaccination. The company will pay the equivalent of an extra 2 hours of pay for each shot, plus a free ride share to and from vaccination sites. Target is not requiring employees to get vaccinated. Trader Joe's, Dollar General, and Lidl are also offering employees similar deals. A plan to bring early voting on machines to New Jersey advanced in the Senate Thursday. Mary Chacon of Disability Rights New Jersey says that could help narrow the turnout gap between people with disabilities and people without them, which was 13.4% in the 2018 election and occurs for many reasons.
The ones we see a lot of are transportation and access to the polling places. Any changes that can improve access and address these issues will likely lead to greater turnout among people with disabilities.
Chacon says people with disabilities often rely on county-run paratransit services that don't operate on election day. In sports today, the Knicks visit the Wizards in D.C. at 7. The Rangers are at the Garden hosting the Bruins at 7 o'clock as well. On Wall Street this morning, a rough start. The Dow fell 24, and it sits at 31,406. As of lunchtime. Weather today, it'll be very cold. Highs won't even hit 30 degrees. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, though, unfortunately. Tonight, cloudy as well, with lows in the low 20s, maybe bordering in the teens. I'm Vineb New on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.